Things are awfully quiet at the playground for everyone in Danville. That's not surprising, given the recent heat wave. But 11-year-old twin brothers Rylan and Alex Whiteman are trying to cool off a bit on the swing set. One of their favorite spots is the spray ground at Danville's Garfield Park.
What do you like about the spray ground?
Because when you stay there, like by the slides, like for too long, water comes down like.
Rylan has cerebral palsy, and he leans on Alex a lot, often asking his brother to lift him down when hanging from the monkey bars. During the summer, their mom Rachel makes the 40-mile trip to Danville from the community of East Lynn near Hoopston, usually twice a week.
As parents with children with disabilities, we don't see those disabilities, and so when we're playing, it's so wonderful that the world sees them as normal as everyone else.
The playground for everyone is truly that, built from scratch and financed by AMBUX, short for American Business Clubs, the nonprofit national service group dedicated to independence for those with disabilities. About 15 years ago, Danville resident and AMBUX board member Bill Fulton led the project, inspired in part by a young family member with spina bifida. He visited other communities with similar goals. On one playground in Massachusetts, he heard the frustrations of several mothers.
She's got a muscular dystrophy child, and another lady's got a muscular dystrophy child. And the teachers at recess, when all the other kids went out to play, they actually told those two kids, you got to stay inside because there's nothing for you to do out there.
Fulton, who is also on AMBUX's national board, says families from as far away as Indianapolis come to play at the Danville Park, one that has served as a model for universal access.
A mom would push a kid up and couldn't even turn it around in a wheelchair and would have to back their child back off. So that's ADA versus universally accessible.
Fulton and other board members with Danville AMBUX are giving a tour of the playing deck, complete with ramps, slides, and activities on the raised surface. It includes transfer stations, allowing those in wheelchairs to pull themselves out and use the slides. The playground for everyone cost about $400,000 when it was built in 2000. AMBUX has relied heavily on not only private donations, but those from local businesses. Donna Carlton Vish handles fundraising for Danville AMBUX.
A lot of that went away, but the hearts of those people and a lot of the workers was still the same, and they said, well, we'll help do this. We'll pour some concrete for a cost. The water company says, well, we'll provide some water at no charge.
In East Urbana, a crew with the city's park district, with some help from cadets with the Lincoln's Challenge Academy, is spreading out what looks like wood chips. But construction supervisor Keith Uwerk says there's a difference.
This is what they call a wood safety surface. It has to meet a certain standard and screening, and it's all mostly hardwoods. So when it actually compacts, it forms a mat, and you can actually use a wheelchair across it.
Like the parks in Danville, AMBUX Park in Urbana went through an ADA audit just over 2 years ago. Parks must provide basic access to the handicapped. But AMBUX says their play areas go further. They're universally accessible. Keith Jamison, the incoming president with the Greater Champaign County AMBUX, plays on some of the instruments near the playground. Jamison says kids using the park want more advanced equipment as well, including Amtrikes, tricycles you can pedal with your feet or hands.
We've got this whole range of autistic kids now, and when they get on these Amtrikes that can move and they can power those Amtrikes right up these ramps and everything, it just brings them out of their shell to be able to do that.
Along with AMBUX and their donors, there's an ongoing effort within cities like Champaign and Urbana to upgrade park facilities using local tax dollars. Danville AMBUX board member Bob Richard says these upgrades do more than give kids a chance to have fun together.
Kids learn during their play activities, and that's how they learn their social skills. And if they get to play with people of all abilities, all races, all ethnic backgrounds, then they grow up in a much more accepting manner.
Parks in three parts of Danville now have some sort of handicapped accessible facilities. Richard says some local schools in the city have also added handicapped accessible equipment in their playgrounds. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.